Nkosi Khona Swartboy, Programs and Events Coordinator at Bertha House. We're going to be speaking now about what is actually on the go in Khayelitsha. We speak a lot about Khayelitsha. We speak a lot about certain neighborhoods, but not always to those neighborhoods. And I thought this would be a good idea. It's difficult. It's not for not trying. The ward councillors from Khayelitsha are not very responsive, unfortunately, or very reliable. So Nkosi Khona Swartboy is going to give us some perspective. Welcome to Breakfast with Refila. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Certainly. You know, Khayelitsha is a huge space in Cape Town and kind of sometimes gets spoken of as an afterthought, even when I'm thinking about every single election candidate that's come to join us. People speak about Cape Town and then they'll speak about and communities. How do you feel that you've been responded to by the city of Cape Town?
I think this also plays into, you know, the perspective in terms of how Khayelitsha came into being. It was not a community that was actually, you know, started by people living, you know, in the Cape Flats and wanting to move to Khayelitsha. And by the way, Khayelitsha, when translated to English, means a new home. But that new home was not named by people living here. People resisted to live here, and they were forced by the apartheid government. And Fevoud himself is the one who named Khayelitsha to have that name. And, you know, all of these issues now, the lack of service delivery and all of the issues that we're facing comes as a result of you know, why people have been moved here. The spatial injustice that was, you know, orchestrated by apartheid government is the one that we should always be referencing to in terms of the issues that we're facing here, because it is not by chance, it is not by mistake that we're looking at the issues that we're confronted with currently in Khayelitsha. You know, as any other neighborhood, unemployment is one of the big issues. Besides unemployment, there's the issue of service delivery, specifically with regards to, you know, the water and sanitation issue, and the issue of basic services. And I'm not just talking about it as an issue that, you know, affects everyone and it ends there. You know, the political is very personal for me because, you know, a month ago, a two-year-old child in Thandi, a SWAT boy, drowned into a drain and eventually died. And that was my sister's son, my nephew, that died in that manhole. And all of these issues that I talk about, that I've been advocating for more than 10 years now, you know, hit hard, you know, at home very much now, that because we have seen how the issue of the lack of service delivery is affecting ordinary people, particularly, poor and working class families such as my family.
Nkosi Khona, we hear a lot about the difficulty that people face with respect to getting ward councillors to do their best, their utmost, to get the city to work for them. But at the same time, we hear a lot about ward councillors being under threat and, you know, attempted killings. Can you give us your perspective of whether or not you feel they've had your back?
Let's start with the killings. I think the killings comes as a result of the ANC caucuses. The killings are not outside of the party lines.
Right.
I'll tell you for a fact that it's not informed Thando Phimpi, who was also you know, recently attacked at his home, is my cousin, and the ward councillor for Ward 93. I think maybe you had him online and you engaged.
We did after he was shot at. Yes.
Yeah, the shooting at his home was informed by party politics, particularly the ANC party politics. So we cannot be saying that it's politically informed and, you know, outside of the party line. It's the ANC people killing one another for the ward councillor seat. And that is something that is really ridiculous. And it speaks to why people are becoming ward councillors.
In the meantime, Nkosi Khona, nobody's doing council work.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the issues, because also if you're also like Thando Pimpi and you're good hearted and you have the heart of people, you know, and wanting to serve people, you'd still be trapped in the same issue that is kind of trapped in, that the system doesn't allow of you to serve people effectively as you'd want to, because you're being taken as an ordinary resident and being thrown into a system that was started 300 years ago. And you don't know how to maneuver around that system, and never mind the law that actually and policies that inform that system. And so there's a huge gap in terms of capacitating ward councillors to understand what it means to be a ward councillor and what accountability means and who do you account to, because we have ward councillors accounting to political parties as opposed to accounting to the very residents that have voted them into power. I have not seen any ward councillor in any of the Cape Town wards going to communities before a council meeting to say, there's going to be a council meeting, there's going to be this issue discussed. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to represent? Because I am the one representing your interests and needs. And so that is a huge issue in terms of how ward councillors see their role. But what we see them doing is meeting with the ANC caucuses, the DA caucuses, and EFF caucuses, and taking mandates from the party and speaking on those mandates when they should be deriving their mandate in terms of the issues they represent at council from the people. Because just like the unlawful occupations bylaw, which is criminalizing people living in informal settlements, and ward councillors should actually be deriving their mandate in terms of what they say from the people, as they did when we were protesting outside of the city council. Right. We got to the ANC and EFF, party leaders, and gave them, a mandate to say, go and oppose this unlawful occupation bylaw. And they did exactly that. And that should be how it's done repeatedly going forward.
Understood. Thank you so much, Nkosikhona Swartboy. Thank you. Programs and events coordinator at Bertha House, giving us a picture of what it is that voters are really seeking from those people who are candidates in the local government election.